CBSI in the World, I'm John Batchelor. The puzzles of the People's Republic of China include the PLA, the People's Liberation Army. You will recall the People's Liberation Army, unlike the American or European military, are pledged to the Communist Party, not to the people of China. And therefore, the Communist Party maintains complete control until mysteries emerge. I welcome Victoria Herzig of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I highly recommend, observing major members of the government and of the military who suddenly either disappear or are removed from their critical posts in these last weeks. And there's no reason to believe it is finished, these removals. Questions are raised. Victoria, very good day to you. The two most powerful members who have been removed of the Chinese Communist Party and of the government, the defense minister, Li Shangfu, and the foreign minister, Qin Gang, both removed suddenly, without explanation, and not much seen ever since their removal, although there are stories. At this point, those two removals, do we have an adequate explanation, or the use of the all-purpose corruption? Is that all we have? Good evening to you.
Good evening, Mr. Batchelor. Thank you for having me. Yes, so those two very important figures have disappeared, have not been seen in public. There are explanations, and the explanations China is giving are different from what is behind those stories. So with Qin Gang, corruption is the reason China gives for both of these disappearances. Qin Gang has been replaced with Wang Yi, so he's the new foreign minister. And the explanation I can give to this story, Qin Gang was known for his very, very anti-US way of speaking narrative. So he's said some drastically negative things about the U.S. and even U.S. leaders weren't willing to meet up with him for that reason. So China right now is in a very bad financial situation. It has various economic troubles, mainly with the banking system. The banking system is having structural issues. The real estate system is crumbling, and China cannot afford to continue many of its Belt and Road projects. And so what China needs is capital, it needs investment, and the only nation that has that kind of money that China needs right now to boost its economy is the United States. So China is having a dialogue currently with the United States. There are meetings happening every month, and we are approaching the presidential meeting that is likely to take place this month, by the end of this month. So China cannot have a foreign minister that is hostile to the United States. Wang Yi, the new foreign minister, is someone that's known for his, he's also a wolf warrior, a very blunt politician, but he's much less hostile to the United States. Even Blinken has said about him that he's a very nice person and he likes him, and he's had some very good conversations with him over the years. So he's a more appropriate person to continue the dialogue with the United States. So this is the explanation I can give to the disappearance and then the replacement of Qin Gang. So about the disappearance of Li Shangfu, the defense minister. So he's still the defense minister. He's not been replaced or anything, but he's not been seen in public, and he's said to be under investigation for corruption. So again, corruption is the reason China is giving for this.
Let's follow Li Shangfu, because he is not alone in a military uniform, and it's the PLA that you raise questions about. Li Shangfu is the defense minister. That's a very powerful post given the posture of China. And the puzzle of he goes missing, do we connect that to the missing the decisions to remove the two heads of the rocket forces and eight other generals you report. Is there any connection in the Chinese press or in the foreign press of China to connect those events? These are men in uniform.
Well, in the Chinese press, for all of those disappearances and detentions, corruption is the reason given. But you have to know that corruption is the general reason for any kind of detention of any important politician. So corruption is ingrained in Chinese society. It cannot be uprooted. It's there. So it's not a surprise someone is detained for corruption. It's likely that there is something strange going on in the People's Liberation Army. So the rocket force is the most important sector of the Chinese military. There have been major developments, modernization. China wants to extend its nuclear arsenal. So the rocket force has been focused on. So having two generals removed from there is major, and having the defense minister disappear, be investigated at almost the same time. I cannot say for sure that it's connected, but many signs point to the fact that all of this is connected, and there are signs, very obvious signs, that the Chinese government and the Chinese Communist Party is very worried about things going on in the military.
And the military, is there conversation in any event? You have the language. Is there conversation in any event? Corruption, yes, they use all the time, of disloyalty. We presume that Xi Jinping was in charge of these appointments, approved these appointments. So is there a suggestion of betrayal? Or at one point you mentioned illegal weapons sales, anything like that in the Chinese media?
So this rumor is recurring about the weapons acquisition, that these rocket force leaders acquired some weapons without the Communist Party knowing about this or having allowed this. So this is something that has been mentioned even before, that weapons acquisition is something that the party always has to know about, and it doesn't always know about this. So even with minor weapons or minor batches of weapons, and it's very significant. If I wouldn't call this betrayal, but it's very significant that I'm saying if, because this is still a rumor, but I've read about this in Chinese forums. So if, for example, rocket force leaders are keeping secrets from the Chinese Communist Party, it means that the loyalty is not 100%. It's not complete. And according to the Chinese government, according to the Politburo, it has to be 100%, of course. The PLA is under the authority of the party. It's always like that. There's been, so Xi gave a speech recently about exactly this, the PLA needing to always follow the rule, follow the guidance and the regulations of the Communist Party. So Xi has stressed this many times. It has to be like that. And if there are secrets, there can be betrayal. So we don't know about any betrayal right now, but there are already secrets and rumors about that.
Replacing the two senior members of the rocket forces was someone, a PLA Navy officer and a PLA Air Force officer, not in the same service. Is that significant to your measure? We have about a minute.
Yes, in my opinion, that's very significant, especially because China is pushing the rocket force, focusing on the rocket force, and having people lead the rocket force that have no previous experience with the rocket force exactly. I would say it's humiliating for the rocket force, and it is likely to hinder the modernization process, because the rocket force needs officials leading it that know about what is being done there. So yes, it's very, very significant. in a negative sense.
Victoria Herzig, doing what we can right now, she has the Mandarin. She's in Budapest, about the vanishing of certain ministers and the replacement of generals in the People's Liberation Army loyal to the Chinese Communist Party. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.